Welcome to the Daily Financial Services News Wrap. I'm Paige Estritori, bringing you the latest news on behalf of Financial Services Online. Leaping into our first story, the escalating U.S.-China trade war is sending shockwaves around the globe, significantly impacting investors. U.S. tariffs on Chinese goods marking a steep 125% increase is reciprocated by China, leading to a sudden drop in global markets. One such fallout is a $50 billion dip in our very own Australian Stock Exchange. De Vere Group CEO, Nigel Green, advises investors to diversify portfolios across a variety of sectors and regions to better navigate this storm. This development calls for a pressing need to reconsider trade measures by U.S. policymakers, as future talks between the countries may be complicated by this aggressive approach. Now let's discuss some local news revolving around superannuation. The Super Members Council is advocating for an expansion of Australia's Fair Entitlements Guarantee Scheme to cover unpaid superannuation guarantee contributions. So far, the scheme doesn't include superannuation. If included, we could see a significant improvement in financial outcomes for an estimated 2.8 million workers who annually face an average loss of above $1,800 due to unpaid super. Let's hope the Department of Employment and Workplace Relations acts swiftly on this matter, benefiting countless Australian workers. Moving on, we have news about the Australian Securities and Investments Commission taking a substantial legal step. Court-appointed liquidators are set to oversee the liquidation of First Guardian Master Fund and its affiliates, given concerns raised about management practices. This move is aimed at investor protection and comes after an earlier asset freeze in February this year. This serves as a strong reminder of ASIC's role in upholding financial integrity. Investors should keep abreast of further asset distribution updates and consider expert advice for their investments. Finally, in our insurance segment, we have major restructuring news from one of Australia's leading insurers, Suncorp. The company plans to cut nearly half of its motor claims, assessing team and offshore some functions. While aimed at efficiency, the finance sector union has raised concerns about the rapid consultation period as well as job security. Although surging net profits reported recently may warrant such a move, it's crucial to balance corporate strategy with employee rights, especially in times of change. We'll keep an eye on this development for you. That concludes today's Daily Financial Services News Wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. I'm Paige Estritori, wishing you safe investments and financial prosperity. For more on these stories and other industry updates, check out our website at financialservicesonline.com.au.